Welcome back. €2,128. That's the average rent per month for new tenancies in Dublin. It's a jump of 6.3% on the same time last year. And nationally, rents are up nearly 6% for existing tenants and 8% for new tenancies. The figures come from the Residential Tenancies Board's annual rent index, which also shows that 74% of tenancies saw increases of 2% or less. Well, the new director of the RTB, Rosemary Steen, is on the line. Rosemary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Cian. How are you?
Good. Rents growing in Dublin and outside. Just run us through the figures.
Well, I think it's a really important set of data. Nationally, yes, rent has increased for new and existing tenancies, and you've mentioned the key figures there. The average rent grew by 8.1% for new tenancies and 5.9% for existing tenancies nationally. But the most important thing, I think, for people listening to take from this is that there are signs that the rate of increases in rents are slowing. So rents in Dublin rose 6.3% year on year compared to 12.2% outside Dublin. And in Cork, we actually saw one of the lowest increases of 3.1%, followed by Dublin, as I've mentioned. Limerick City is at 6.1%. And then Galway City also at 6.1%. Waterford City, 7.7%. So while not decreasing, again, it's certainly showing early signs of slowing with regard to the level of increase, which is an important trend.
You're talking in terms of percentages, but what's the national average?
So in terms of the national average, we have two indices. So if I could just explain that for a second, we have the new and the existing. So in terms of the figures that we look at the existing level, we are quarter on quarter. I think we're looking, and do you want me to give it by region? It's a little bit confusing in terms of...
Well, if you can give us the national average in terms of the actual figures or whatever way it breaks down best.
So the national average is 1,612. So that's the standardised average rent in new tenancies. And the standard average rent for a three-bedroom house in new tenancies on a national level is 1,569. But I think the key issue is that basically what we're seeing is that existing tenants are paying less on average, 1,391 euros compared to new tenants of 1,612 per month, a difference of about 15%. So it is important for those that are in tenancies, and I'm going to come on, I hope, to discuss RPZs, to be aware that their rent is lower than going to the market and taking on a new tenancy at the moment.
Well, you did a deep dive into how effective rent pressure zones are. What did you find out?
Well, I think because of these issues around the two different indices that we had, my predecessor, Owen Keegan, commissioned the SRI to produce a separate piece of analysis that explored the changes in rent paid at individual property level over time. And that's really important because what we basically have to do is track each property where a tenancy continues for 2 years. And as you're probably aware, annual registration just commenced in quarter two, 2023. So we now have 2 years, or 2022. So we now have 2 years of data that we can look back on. So basically, when we look into that, and we're looking at a data set of 152,737 tenancies, so this is a very large data set, we see that 74% of the tenants in that group are seeing increases of 2% or below. And that's quite important in terms of what we're seeing is that the RPZ measure, we're seeing that the majority of landlords are, we think, applying that correctly and that tenancies are benefiting. We also see now that tenants in non-RPZ areas were more likely to see significant increases in rent. For example, 16.5% of existing tenants in non-RPZ areas saw rent increases of 8% or more. So, I think this is an important piece of data, and it's provisional at the moment. We will be working further on it with the SRI during the autumn, but it's an important trend for people to be aware of.
So are these rent pressure zones working?
So what we're seeing is the compliance. So as a regulator, what I'm most concerned about is, do we have compliance? So at the moment, based on the data we've received this week, we can say that 74% we believe are in compliance. We have 26% of tenancies in RPZ data, in RPZ areas, where we can see an increase in excess of 2%. Now, that can be completely legitimate, Cian. A landlord, and one of the trends that we can see, can round at the end of every second year and increase the amount and round it, and that can lead to an increase which might be more than 2% but could be legitimate. But one of the things that getting this data back, and this is a really important point, is the RTB has never had this ability year to year to track what landlords are doing with individual properties. And now that we have this, we can look at detail in terms of enforcing RPZs and ensure that landlords are in compliance when they're in the zones that are affected. And we, to that end, the Minister has signed an order introducing two new areas into RPZs today, where rents exceeded 7% for tenants. And they're in, one is in Galway and the other is in Carrigaline. So it is important now that we say that about 82.5% of tenancies in Ireland that are registered with us are in the RPZ regime.
Well, your predecessor, the interim director, Owen Keegan, said in July the length of time it takes to settle a dispute between landlords and tenants before the Residential Tenancies Board is unacceptably long. Has that changed?
Well, I was appointed last Monday, so I know I took over from Owen in terms of the work that he was doing, and we have appointed 10 new staff into disputes. So we're working really hard to reduce the timelines in terms of disputes. Can I just say on that, as new director, I'm prioritising three areas in terms of antisocial behaviour, illegal eviction and rent withholding. And we're putting particular measures around telephone mediation and basically trying to triage those cases earlier, and that's taking over from work that Owen had commenced during the summer. We're also recruiting new digital resources, because part of what we're dealing with is trying to digitise aspects of these records to improve decision-making times. But I am critically aware of how important it is to both landlords and tenants to get these timelines down, and I will be doing everything that I can.
Rosemary Steen from the RTB, thanks for joining us this afternoon.